Hello, this is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. Hi, this is Joseph. I have a Miss Kaisha Moore. Last name is M-O-O-R-E. Her best phone number is 678-977-5534. And she needs assistance with her depot claim.
Yeah, go ahead and transfer it.
All right, Miss Moore, she'll take you from here. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Hi, Mrs. Moore. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. The 678 phone number, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and if any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. Sometimes when the transfer call comes through, it drops. So I'm going to text you my direct line right now so you have that phone number. So this is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
You wanted to see if you meet the right criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Mrs. Moore, you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, I did not.
Okay. Hold that one second. Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other law firm regarding this matter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are filing this on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
You are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Ms. Moore, you were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing with everything today?
I'm okay. After everything that happened, I still, you know, experience hair loss and the and dizziness and high headaches.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, just the whole experience is
a lot.
It was a bad experience.
Yeah. I spoke to many people that's gone through it, and it does not sound fun, and my sympathy does go out to you. But I'm glad to see that you're doing a little bit better, or hear that you're doing better.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So, Mrs. Moore, I did just text you from a 949 area code. That is a direct line to my desk. So, again, my name is Courtney. If you need to reach out to me moving forward, I will be the intake specialist for your file. What's your date of birth?
2/25/89.
Okay. 89. And I'll try to go pretty fast for you so I don't keep you on the phone too long, okay?
Okay, thank you. Do you know
your date of diagnosis?
The date of diagnosis was the 18th of April in 2019.
Okay. So 4/18/2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you have any friends or family members that were injured by Depo Provera and needed help filing a claim?
Or no, used ma'am.
Okay. You said your birthday was February 25th, 1989, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you only use a brand name injectable of the Depo Provera?
Yes, only the brand.
Okay. You never switched to prior to generic for a minimum of one year?
No.
Okay. And then you did use Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And so you can confirm that you had 4 injections prior to diagnosis, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you used it between January 1992 to present date today, correct? Sometime in between those dates? Okay. When did you start using Depro? Do you know when you started using it?
In January of 2014.
So like January 1st, 2014?
Yeah, you can say that. It was the beginning of the year.
Okay. And then when did you stop using it?
In April of 2019.
Okay, so April, your diagnosis date, right?
Yes.
April 18th, 2019. Okay. Yes. And then your main problem was meningioma. Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
What is your marital status? Single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Okay. And then is it Kaisha is your first name, or is it Kaisha Dean is your full first name?
Kaisha, does it matter? Okay, me and my husband are separated. We've been separated for over a year. We're just not legally separated or divorced.
Were you ever legally married or no? It doesn't really matter. I could just put single. But do you want me to put
single, please?
Do you want me to put Moore or Deanne or what do you want me to put?
Oh, yes, just put Moore, M-O-O-R-E. I never changed my name.
Don't put Deanne in there, or is that your middle name?
My middle name is Deanne. Yeah.
Okay. I'll just put the letter D. Okay. And then do you have a suffix in your name? Are you junior, senior, or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
It's
I have
Kaisha Deanne Moore.
It's so weird when I have to ask the ladies. It's just something that they make us ask. Okay. And then I have Kaisha Mark at iCloud.com. I have your primary phone number, 678. What time of day is the best time for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, evening, or afternoon?
Afternoon, please.
Okay. And then can you confirm your social for me?
253.
Mm-hmm.
669-6365.
All right, 6365. Okay, 253-69-6365.
Yes.
What's your current mailing address?
17 Apache, APACHE Trail, TRAIL, Fort Mitchell, Alabama, 36856.
Okay, and then that's a house?
Yes.
Okay. 17 Apache Trail, Fort Mitchell, Russell County, Alabama, 39856.
36856.
Yes, I meant 36856. Yep, got it. Perfect. Yes. And then who was your diagnosing doctor? Do you know who was your neurologist when you got diagnosed?
His name is Brian Russell, Dr. Russell.
Okay.
B-R-I-A-N.
And is he in Fort Mitchell?
No, he's at Columbus Regional Piedmont. It's Piedmont Regional, Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia. Oh, he's not in Alabama?
No, he's in Georgia.
All right. I found him. And then was he your treating doctor as well?
Yes, he performed the craniotomy and all that.
Is it Columbus Neurotic Institute? Is that where you saw him at?
No, I've seen him at Columbus Piedmont.
Columbus Piedmont. All right. Let me go back.
Columbus Regional Piedmont.
Okay. Let me just get, I just need his office information really quick. Bear with me. Did you have any prior diagnoses of cancer before this?
No, ma'am.
All right. Give me 1 second. I apologize. Okay, and he was the treating doctor as well. Okay. Columbus Regional Piedmont. All right, Piedmont Columbus Regional. Is that the one in Midtown on 710?
Yeah, the 710. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Perfect. And then who's your OBGYN? Who was your prescribing doctor?
Dr. Eichelberry.
Okay.
E-I-K-L-E.
E-L-K-I-E. Eichelberry.
Joseph.
Okay. And then where was he located at?
At St. Francis OBGYN Associates.
Thank you. Made that. All right. I found him. Perfect. And then Francis, OBGYN.
That's how she is.
Yeah, I got it. It's in it's off Manchester Expressway.
Yeah, it's in Columbus, Georgia.
How far is the drive for that for you?
About 35 minutes.
That's not too bad.
No.
All right. And then what was the pharmacy that you used with prescribing? Did you get it from the facility? It's the, like, their pharmacy?
Yes.
Okay. And let me just get this really quick. Let's see what they're... St. Francis. Okay, so... Okay, and then... Was there any other doctors that you...
Are you asking about the antibiotics that they gave me from the hospital or the depot?
The depot.
I used to get it from CVS. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, CVS, that's fine. Okay. Okay.
Is the
CVS on Hilton. Where is it?
Hilton Avenue in Columbus, Georgia.
I got it. Thank you so much. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you. Sometimes, like, they have it, you pick it up and then you go there and do it, but
yeah, I picked it up and took it there to them.
Okay. And then was there any other doctors that you want me to put, or those the only doctors that you really saw for this?
No, those are the doctors.
Okay. And then, moving into, like, what treatment you had to have done. I know you said you had a cranial surgery, obviously. You had what type of, like, symptoms and
I had the symptoms from the radiation and the MRIs and the biopsies and all that. It was like that's when my hair was coming out, the dizziness, and I was having headaches, and then that's ultimately what made them test me. So that would have to have the craniotomy.
Okay. And you went through radiation, chemo, and all that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
On the test that they gave me, they only did CT scans, biopsies, and they gave me an MRI.
Okay. And craniology. How are you recovering from the craniology?
I still have dizziness and blurred vision. My hair is taking time to grow back. It's still really thin. But I'm still, and the migraines are still there. But other than that, I guess I'm fine. It's just the experience itself.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that you went through this. It takes your body time to heal and get better.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Very scary. Yeah. My prayers go out to you. I hope you get the compensation that you deserve. No one should have to go through this. And you have every right to file a claim. I mean, it's really sad what's happening. Do you have copies of your medical records, or could you prove them if needed, or could you obtain them?
I can get them from the hospital. No
okay.
Problem.
And you could provide them either electronically or through the mail if needed?
Yes.
Okay. The attorneys usually pull them. They just want to know if you're able to get them as well. They do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. It's to make sure that they can continue the case for you or your loved ones. Did you have someone you could put, like a spouse, a parent, or someone you live with, or do you don't live with?
You can contact my dad.
Okay. And what's your dad's name?
Alan Moore.
The A-L-L-E-N?
No, A-L-A-N.
Okay. And then what's his telephone number?
It's 832-712-1149.
All right. And then did you have any other, like, you know, things that you want on the file for the attorneys to be able to see immediately, or that I can add to the file to help, you know, support it, or questions or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm trying. We're almost done here. So what's going to happen now is the system's going to generate documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It's just a DocuSign agreement about everything that we talked about. Basically, I'm just going to summarize for you, Mrs. Moore. You are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using the Depo-Provera shot. You were diagnosed 4/18/2019. And did not have an attorney at this time, and you are a citizen and a resident of the United States. Does that sound correct to you so far?
Yes, you put it as 2019, correct?
2019, correct, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then your date of birth was February 25th, 1989, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did you use a brand name. You did have a minimum of 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. And you did use Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So this all looks right. You did start, you said your usage date approximately was 1/1/2014 to 4/18/2019.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your first name is Kaisha, which is K-Y-I-E-S-H-A, middle initial D. And then your last name was Moore, which was M-O-O-R-E.
Yes.
Okay. And then just to verify, your social was 253-69-6365.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then we have your diagnosing doctor and your treating doctor as Dr. Brian Russell at Piedmont Columbus Regional in Midtown, in Columbus, Georgia. Your prescribing doctor was Daniel Eckenberry, and he was located in Columbus, Georgia.
His first name is Joseph Eichelberry.
Joseph, yeah, but his full name is Daniel Joseph Eichelberry.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, he goes by Joseph, but it's his full name is Daniel Joseph Eichelberry.
Okay.
And then, okay, and then I have all your notes that we just went over. You do have your medical records, and then I have your dad, Alan Moore, as your emergency contact, okay? Does that all sound correct to you, just to summarize it for you? Okay. And then have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before, ma'am?
Yes.
You have? Okay. You had no prior cancer diagnoses, correct?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right. So the DocuSign agreement, you will be receiving here just momentarily. The docs are generating. I am going to text it to you because that seems to be the easiest way to open it. I'll also send it to your email if you prefer that. So just hold on one moment while those generate. If you want to put me on speakerphone, if you need help going through it, it's pretty self-explanatory. You just tap the fields where it's asking you to sign and then press finish. As you're doing it, if you have questions, let me know. But as you're doing it, I'll go ahead and send you the attorney's information along with my information, so you have that as well. Okay.
Okay.
Like a tongue twister for me. I apologize.
It's fine.
It's getting towards the end of the day. That's what it is. All right. Yeah, and as you're reading through the DocuSign agreement, just make sure that, you know, everything is double check, everything is spelled right, and all the dates are correct on that agreement as well, okay?
Okay. I'm going to check now.
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Okay. Okay. I click on the link. Okay.
Click on the link, yeah, and then it'll bring you to a new webpage. And then you just press, like, I agree, I accept. It's going to have you, it's going to ask for your signature. You may have to just use your pinky to sign.
Yeah, I'm using my finger.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. It's not making my wand.
Some people think it's easier if you, there's a little box at the bottom. You have to press I accept or I agree. I think before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. So I got it. So they start to the end. Okay.
Yeah, press start.
Oh, okay. Here we are. And do I just click on finish when I'm done?
Yeah, click on finish once you're finished. And then let me go ahead and check it for you. And then what I went ahead and did is I sent you the attorney's information as well. Let me check really quick. Yep, you are all finished, Ms. Moore. Thank you for completing that. So it gives you the option, I think, to download it right there. But again, it will send you a PDF file to your email. Of the document, so you'll have that for your records for you to keep. And
okay.
And then basically, yeah, just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this whole process. This is your case, and we can really only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. You know, so they will be calling you probably in like a week or so, you know, as soon as within 48 hours, give or take, you know. It is the holidays, so it might not be for a little bit longer of time. However, we do ask you to obtain any documents for your case in the meantime. And then also just remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. It is really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you, okay?
Okay.
And then Ms. Moore, again, the law firm that you've been assigned to is Pulaski Law with co-counsel Robin Law. So if either one of them call you, they say Robin Law, co-counsel Pulaski, that's the law firm that you've been assigned to. So that's who you want to make sure that you keep an eye out for. They also will be call you from a 909 phone number, and that's the number that I text you, okay?
Okay.
If you have any questions moving forward, don't hesitate to call me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any questions now, or does everything sound good?
No, everything sounds pretty good.
Okay. You know, my heart goes out to you. I hope that you get the compensation that you deserve, and I hope you have a happy holidays, ma'am.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right, Ms. Moore. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.